You know, chronic pain is growing, and nearly one-third of Americans, if you can believe it, 32%, almost 33%, report some kind of chronic pain, and actually low back pain is probably the largest percentage of that. It's a huge issue in terms of lost wages, $680 billion in lost wages, million dollars in lost wages.
So that's really the impact on the economy.
Absolutely.
How does our personal income affect the way a person with chronic pain is treated?
You know, it's hard to say exactly, but I would imagine that if you've got less income and less access to medical, you know, care in any way in your community, you're probably not getting the kind of treatment that other folks who have the resources can get. But I think the big important thing is that chronic pain doesn't have to be a byproduct of life. There are all kinds of ways to treat it, and there's certainly a lot of information out there, but most of us don't treat our health care like consumers.
Boy, that's true. Now, where can people get more information about chronic pain? What is your role as an advocate for this issue?
Well, when Bob was injured in 2006, and I'm so happy to say he is, you know, he is a miracle story. He's back on ABC. He's back as a father and a husband. But when he was injured and he was in the military hospital, it really drove home for me especially how many people out there were just without information. I saw a lot of young wives and families in the military hospital, and they didn't have the ability to advocate. They were 23, 24. And I also wish back then that I'd known a lot more about what sort of patient rights were and how to be able to navigate some of this for Bob. And one of the things I want to make sure people know is there are places where you can go. There's a wonderful website called inthefaceofpain.com where you can just learn about all kinds of tips for pain management. It's not just about medication, too. It's a holistic thing. There's massage and acupuncture and therapy, and there are lots of ways to alleviate pain.
Do you think the American medical system is leaning more towards certain alternative medicines to help alleviate pain?
You know, I'm kind of excited to say that I think they are. I think that finally all of those other alternative things that folks have always thought were a little crystal, you know, a little too ooby groovy, these things have been proven to work. And I think it's sort of that mind-body-spirit look at everything. You can't just look at one of the pieces of that and not the whole body holistically.